Grace to all of you and peace from God our Father, our Lord, and our Savior, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit who is active here in our midst this morning. Amen. Start with page one is more helpful. The last 3 weeks, I've been going through the four Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, telling you about how Jesus made disciples. Why? Because we are called to make disciples, and why not learn from the master himself? Last week, I showed you the third step, which is to make disciples. The best place to make disciples is within a small group. The best place to become a disciple is really within a small group of a community where you can invest your time in relationships, invest in other people. Jesus surrounded himself with 12 men. However, discipleship is not about getting into a clique and then just having your friends and never letting other people come into your special group. And it's also not just a place where we add more and more people to just get a bigger group. Discipleship is about multiplication. People within a small group are taught, trained, encouraged, so that when the time is right, that they can lead, a small group of their own, to invest in people so they can become a disciple that then makes other disciples. That's the multiplication. If each of us focused our time on discipleship, on discipling, just one person for 1 year, the impact would be huge if we knew what we were doing. But if those people then did the same thing, now you're talking about God-proportioned miracles. This week's topic is entitled, Go Bear Fruit. Once you've been a part of a small group, you are then called to focus on a few, just two or three other people, and help them to become disciples, to make a small group of your own. Last week, I talked about investing in many. And this week, now we focus on investing in a few. Why? Because Jesus did this. Think about it. I don't have the time to go through all the scripture verses about this. But Jesus had 12 disciples. But if you read the Gospels, what you'll find is he would take just a few, three of them to be exact, Peter, James, and John. And he took them and he did special things just with them. He walked up the mountain that where he was transfigured. Do you know who was up there? Not all 12 disciples, Peter, James, and John. When he went to heal this little girl, he didn't bring all 12 disciples into the room with him. He brought Peter, James, and John. There's specific times where Jesus would take just a few disciples and he would invest in them because those were going to be the leaders of his future church. There's a Christian author named Walter Henriksen, and he said this, "Multiplication may be costly and in the initial stages much slower than addition. But in the long run, it is the most effective way of accomplishing Christ's great commission, which is to go and make disciples." So I want you to imagine that there are two churches, and I know this is going to be way too far away for some of you, and I'm sorry, I got to work with the tech that I've got. Let's imagine that there are two churches, okay? We're going to have church number one, and just for the sake of simplicity, I think we'll call the other church church number two. Okay, church number one and church number two. The first church is going to put its efforts into addition, okay? They're gonna add 10 new members for first of 3 years, okay? So we're gonna do 10, and then by year 20, we're gonna have 30, we're gonna have 40. By the end of 5 years, they're gonna have 50 new members. Now I'm telling you, if we did this, we would be really, really happy. If we just added 10 new members and grew our church by 50 after 5 years, everybody would be happy. We'd be ecstatic, to be honest with you. But remember, there are two examples here. So two churches. And let's pretend this one is us. It's Emmanuel. And we think 10 people in 1 year would be like really good. I don't think we can do 10 every year for 5 years. We're going to focus a little bit smaller. We're going to just make 2 disciples. That's all we're going to do. We're just going to make 2 disciples. Okay? We're going to make the 2 disciples, but here's the catch. These 2 disciples are going to have expectations on them that when we're done, that they are then each going to make 2 disciples themselves. But just 2 in 1 year, not 10, just 2. So what's going to happen here? You would not believe how many times I had to do the math on this because I kept on messing it up. You would think it'd be simple, but it isn't. So for 5 years, we're going to do this. Every disciple then is going to make 2 disciples themselves. But the thing is, you got to add in the original disciples. That's where it gets all messed up, I think. So after 1 year, we have 2 new disciples. That's how we're going to start off with. Not 10 like the other church, so we're not doing so well. After each of them trained 2 more disciples, we would have, I mean, that's 4, right? But then you got to add the 2. So we have 6 total new disciples. You see where I'm going here? We got 2, but then they made 2, so that's 6. Okay. So then these 6 are going to make 2, that's 12, but then you got to add these, right? So the 2 originals, the 4 new, oops, I messed up here already. No, I didn't. Got 2. I'm telling you, I am a good person at math, and I always get this messed up. That's why I wrote it down. So believe it or not, there were 6 total, and then the 2 originals, 4 new. We are going to end up with, I wrote this down, we have 6. Then year 3, we end up with a grand total of 14. 14 down here. Then after 14, we still are losing out, but then they invest in 2. By the end of year 4, we end up with 30 new disciples. I know this doesn't make sense if you're just multiplying by 2. But then after year 4, it starts to get kind of interesting, okay? Because now we will have disciples, and by the end of year 5, we have 62, believe it or not. I know you're not going to believe me because you don't even trust me anymore. But I am telling you, you end up with 62 new disciples because you're multiplying the new disciples are making disciples, and then you're adding in the old ones, okay? I think it's almost easier if we just if we just let everybody do it. See, the way I was doing it, only new disciples ever make disciples. So the first year you're made a disciple, you multiply again, you make 2 more. I wanted to just imagine that every single disciple of the church is making 2 disciples. I figured this out, and believe it or not, I had to redo the math just this morning because it still wasn't amazing. By the way, well, it's kind of cool. Let me just show you what happens if everybody makes a disciple and makes 2 every single year for 5 years. Okay? Here we go. We have 2 disciples the first year. Then after that, we end up with 9. Then after year 3, if those 9, let me just prove it to you. 9 times 2 is 18, right? 18 plus the 9 that we originally have is 27. So now you got 27. Then after year 4, you end up with 71. Then after year 5, you end up with 213, okay? 213. That's kind of cool, I think. I mean, that's God's power to do amazing things with just multiplication, with small numbers. You don't have to add 10 people every year. You just focus on 2, and you end up with 213 instead of 50. That was supposed to be simple. Instead, you're just going to remember that I can't do math. But hopefully you'll go down, you'll go home, you'll add it up for yourself, and after the 5th try, you'll end up with the same numbers that I got. You just got to figure it out. It's just multiplication. It's supposed to be simple. But it is amazing. When Jesus told the parable of how the kingdom of God was like a farmer who's going out to sow his seed, he ended by saying that when people hear the word of God and it finds good soil, It comes up and grows and produces a crop, multiplying 30, 60, or even 100 times. That's what all those numbers are talking about. That's what I was talking about with those numbers, okay? That's when God's word finds good soil. So invest in a few, two or three, and then go bear fruit. Jesus said, "Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit." All those numbers that I was talking about, that's what making disciples looks like. Not just making members, but making disciples. So invest in a few, two or three, and go bear fruit. Jesus said, "I am the vine, you are the branches. If a man remains in me and I in him, he will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing." God says that when we stay faithful to him, when we do things his way, he will be doing the work. We have nothing to be afraid of. So, starting today, what I encourage you to do is make a plan to invest in many, then invest in a few, and go bear fruit. So we invite people to come and see what Jesus is all about. We experience the joy of saying yes to Jesus' call to follow me. Then we follow and fish by being a part of a small group of people, and within that you can grow in your faith. And finally, you go bear fruit by investing in a few people to make them disciples so that they can then go forth and do the very same thing. This was how Jesus made disciples. It's how he began the church on earth. It's how it's become as large as it is now. And he promises to do the same thing with you today. Amen.